There is a second whistleblower complaint involving President Trump. This one reportedly concerns efforts to influence the audit of the president's taxes. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, has consulted with House attorneys about releasing the complaint. A whistleblower complaint about a phone call President Trump had with the president of Ukraine has led to an impeachment inquiry by the House. In Springfield today, Neal spoke with reporters about the investigation of President Trump.
We are going to continue to pursue what is known as a legitimate public interest in securing the president's tax forms. The case is moving along. It is an active court case. A new brief was filed about 2 weeks ago, and methodically, carefully, and judiciously, we have prepared this case.
There's been a report that there's another whistleblower complaint about efforts to influence the audit of the president's taxes. Have you seen that complaint?
It is accurate to say that there has been an individual who has stepped forward and made some allegations, and the legal counsel for the Ways and Means Committee, Doug Letter, who has argued in front of the Supreme Court, they are proceeding on the basis of trying to interview the individual. But it's clear that the Bloomberg story today was accurate, yes.
Does that impact your lawsuit?
It's hard to say at this point because as it makes its way through the federal court system, there will be opportunities to, I think, make that assessment perhaps a little bit later. But the case is proceeding, and we believe that based on the law and the word shall, 6103, we think that the case is very sound.
So who has this whistleblower allegation? Who actually has seen it? How does the process work possibly publicly releasing it?
Well, it's the House General Counsel, and I'm probably not going to say any more about that. I mean, I think the important point to recognize here is that when the speaker, whom I support and agree with on this issue, I think that the fact that she handled this the way that she did deserves high marks. But also a reminder here, this is an inquiry. And I think that she continues to use the word an impeachment inquiry. And I think that there are those who believe that it's already impeachment. And instead, as you can tell from Chairman Schiff yesterday, he's proceeding now on the basis of putting together witnesses. I think that Republicans at the moment, but a few have had something to say about it. But for the most part, I think that they've all been fairly standoffish.
Is there an intersection between the lawsuit and the impeachment inquiry?
That's hard to speculate about. I think that certainly you believe that as we go down this road, that the inquiry could entail a lot of different things. And you can see I'm very guarded about what I have to say because this is an active court case.
With the impeachment inquiry going on, do you see any opportunity to work with the Republicans to get things done?
I do.
I
think this notion that you can't carry on with the normal proceedings of government, and I think that it would be helpful for the media to remind people that I'm in the middle of, right now, chairing the group that is renegotiating a hemispheric free trade agreement, the USMCA. And in fact, I'll have an announcement, I think, at the end of the week on what the next step is. But I've been meeting regularly with the Ways and Means Committee members. And I think that, you know, we've passed the most important advancement in security for retirement savings in 15 years. We've passed a good IRS reform bill. We've passed a good pension bill for the Butch Lewis Act. And we're at the moment, conversation yesterday with Speaker Pelosi, we talked about we're going to proceed now with our prescription drug bill. We also are going to proceed with our balanced billing legislation. So the work of Congress goes on. I think that the focus here tends to be on the issue of impeachment. I understand the theatrics of it, but also a nice reminder, our job is not to entertain the American people. It's to inform them.
Well, it's a little more than just theatrics, though, isn't it? I mean, this is
pretty serious
stuff.
I think from what happened yesterday on the president's side, demanding that Adam Schiff be arrested for treason, that's entertainment.